Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. How you doing tonight? This is Black Ice on with doing my little thing here on Blog Talk Radio, the next phase with Ice and Friends. I want to welcome you. And I'd start off by telling you, if you want to give me a call at 347-945-7040. And I always start off with this disclaimer. Any comments and or opinions you hear on this show do not necessarily represent the views and or beliefs or opinions of the host, sponsors, or Blog Talk Radio. This show addresses community concerns in regard to designing ways members and communities in our community can increase their abilities to acquire more income, and in addition to that, methods of addressing increasing political strength and impact. Those methods will also be featured. Financial enhancement, increasing political strength and impact, improving possibilities for combining efforts with others who have similar interests. All these and more poignant concerns will be approached in hopefully an entertaining format. There will be, at times, musical segments, interesting guests, as well as questions and comments from our listening audience. If you have any interest in improving situations for our youth, speaking specifically to you, if you have any interest in improving situations for our youth, that includes stemming the incarceration rates or estimates for minority members of this society, and reassessing our spiritual significance or the significance of our spiritual of the spiritual impact in our community, investigating in the best possible means of boosting your health, knowledge of health, and improving your health, as well as many other poignant topics too numerous to include, I'd like for you to please join us right here on the next phase with Ice and Friends. Again, the number you can call us, call into is 347-945-7040. And we had anticipated that we would have had a guest today. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to get that solidified. I had some technical difficulties that you really wouldn't believe, and I don't want to go into them at this time. But one of the premier, and I'd like to say I got a chance to listen in to my dear sister, Miss India DeClaire's show today. And if you, I think it's 10 a.m. CST, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you get a chance, check it out. I think Perry Steele and I are battling for this time slot. He's on at the same time, Perry Steele. And they're Alfo, A-L-F-O. I think you can look him up on Blog Talk Radio. What we have is a network, a loose-knit network of alternative news, or at least commentaries on the news, where if you're accustomed to hearing the corporate media, you know, it may be a little bit refreshing to take a different look at it. And you know what? This is interactive. This is not like the corporate media. It's not canned. I don't have a producer. I mean, you're listening to him. I am him. The producer, the director, you know, the whole deal, all right? So you can get in and give your opinion about the current issue, news items on the agenda today, or, you know, if there are some other issues that you might bring, you want to bring up, go right ahead and feel free to do that. But one of the primary topics today, as of the last few days, was the incident with the Miss Shirley Sherrod, and you know, that was quite a significant situation. And like I say, if you have anything you want to share about that topic or any other numerous topics, just feel free to do so. You want to drop by the chat room, just drop in. I don't know how to do it. If you come to Blog Talk Radio, just in the search bar, type in Black Ice, and that'll take you to the chat room where I am, and we can communicate through text, or if you want to give a call, feel free to do so, 347-945-7040. And if you have an opinion about this situation with Miss Shirley Sherrod, then we'd appreciate you giving us a call or dropping in the chat room and letting us know how you feel about it. Because otherwise, you know, we'll talk amongst ourselves, whereas hopefully here we can talk amongst the universe. Anyway, lessons from Ms. Sherrod. Fox News spreads Negrophobia mercilessly. And this is an article from the Luke 21. The author is Devona Walker. And I'll just go ahead and start reading some of this article since I don't have my guest, or at least they haven't called in yet. And as a matter of fact, that guest has some, I was really looking forward to sharing with you some of the information that they had available. And by the way, next week, hopefully, we'll be taking a look at genealogy and with Miss P. Nadia. Some of you know her by that name, and she doesn't mind me calling her Vicky. I think she said that would be okay if I call her that on the air. And also, hopefully, reoccurring, we'll have Brother T.L. Harris back, and we'll discuss some more about music history. And I don't know if you got a chance to catch T.L. Harris. He's a phenomenal guy with a tremendous depth of knowledge about the musical industry, especially in regards to the input and impact of people of African descent. And he's a very entertaining, interesting guy. He's a fellow Texan, so you know I have an affinity for him, without doubt. Anyway, the Shirley Sherrod story, it just keeps evolving. Now Fox News is apparently criticizing the Obama administration for rushing to judgment and asking for her resignation. I mean, you know, it's really, to me, comical. And I understand that the entrapment and the snares that that are set out here for the Obama administration. I'll tell you what, if you really want to know what this is all about, there's a guy named Paul Wyrick. He's passed on now. P-A-U-L. W-E-Y-R-I-C-H, Paul Wyrick. And he wrote a letter to the conservatives, and I think you'll find that letter on that site if you Google Paul Wyrick. And I think that letter will give you some insight into the Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Becks, the Palins, the McCains, the McConnell's, and some of these other guys, and you'll see that just how this guy, I think that he wrote this letter back in like 78, and I tried to pull it up, but I just had a restoration of power. I had a power outage here at my house, so I just got my power restored a few minutes ago, and I didn't get a chance to pull his letter up, but I wanted to read to you a very significant part of it that I think might give you some insight or explanation as to what's going on with the supposed right wing or conservative movement. But anyway, we'll start off tonight with the story about Miss Shirley Sherrod, as written about by Miss Devona Walker in the Luke 21. That's a pretty good site to get a different slant on the news. www.theloop21.com. Anyway, the irony here is that the Fox, he spells F-U-X, News fabricated the scandal. It was the Fox News who hammered the doctored video, which made Sherrod appear to be racist, into our psyche. It was the Fox News and Glenn Beck in which the White House, responding to. Personally, she says, I think the level of cowardice the Obama administration showed was appalling. Now, me personally, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm an Obama supporter all the way, you know, and I'll ride with him until the end. Simple reason is, one of the reasons is that there were 43 other presidents prior to Obama. And the voting majority represented those 43 other presidents. Those 43 other presidents had all the time in the world to pass on to each successive president one of the most wonderful environments that could ever be expected for a president to take over. But if you'll remember Mr. George Bush, in the just recently, the last 8 years, passed on somewhere around, I think, $10 trillion. 10 $1 trillion in debt after inheriting something like $280 billion in surplus. He also left this administration $750,000 a loss of jobs. So, you know, and Obama's been in office, President Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, has been in office for some 18 months. I think he's 47 years old. And I think the guy's done a phenomenal job. I have some sites I shared with some friends of mine earlier in the chat room that showed the deficit under past administrations and the current administration. And I'll try to find it and let you know what it is, so you might want to Google it and look at it for yourself. Because a lot of the things that we talk about are emotional and what you might call I forget what you. There's a term for it, but anyway, it's just stuff that we form an opinion. Anecdotal. That's it. Anecdotal. It's not statistically represented. And see, the media, once they get you in that echo chamber, if you know, unless you have a full commitment like the Republicans do, you'll be convinced to do anything. And all the Republicans want to do is splinter off enough votes so that they can get their policies back in power. And their policies are the same powers that caused this government to be in failure mode when Obama was elected. Anyway, but now she said the Obama administration showed the cowardice. She considered it to be cowardice. It was appalling. Now, true enough, Vilsack is a Secretary of Agriculture, I believe. And, you know, it was a knee-jerk reaction, and it was very ill-informed and maybe you could consider it to be possibly very, very much so cowardly. The, you know, the way that they that whole set of circumstances precipitated, because you know she was, I think, called. She had said maybe two or three times on her way home, and finally they pulled her over to the side, asked her to pull over to the side of the road so that she could submit a resignation, which was very, very. To minimize it, unfortunate. But what it has done, and a friend of mine, well, as a matter of fact, Panadia just told me a few minutes ago that as I was talking with her, she told me that, provided me with the information that the that they're taking a look at the black farmers' plight. The black farmers haven't been able to secure the financial wherewithal necessary for them to remain a viable resource. And also, as I'm saying that, I'm thinking about another brother that I know by the nom de plume or pseudonym of Olajami. I call him Elder Olajami because he's a pretty intelligent guy, very passionate guy. But he was telling me about some things that they had enacted, or he's a community organizer, and some of the things that they had done up in Illinois, rather than, you know, it's one thing to sit in the barbershop and talk about Obama and talk about all the bad things and sit around wherever we sit around and talk about it, but it's something totally different to get out there and try to you know, be something that's authentic in regard as in regard to providing some impetus to ensure that some of the things that we'd like to have happen get carried out. And if Brother Olajami told me was telling us all, we were in a chat room, and he was telling us all about the organizing efforts that were put forth with the some of the black farmers, I believe, in Illinois, where that they began to provide food for the inner city and urban areas. And what it took was some people making some realizations or you know, coming to grips with the fact that they were totally dissatisfied with the situation that they found themselves in, and they had determined that they were going to put forth the necessary effort to change those things, and be rhetorical and redundant, but actually put forth the effort to make a change. And I was really impressed in another chat room I was in, I think it was last night or the night before, and there were some individuals. One of them was a lady whose nom de plume, a pseudonym, is Sister Sassy, and a few others who had suggested that they had called their representatives in regard to this incident with Miss Shirley Sherrod, and called either that or sent emails, and some people had even said that they sent emails to the administration in regard to it. And you see, the individuals who Fox News represents, they are very proactive. They are very well organized, and one of the new methods that they're employing is with Karl Rove, who's the guys that support Karl Rove and his ilk are so embarrassed to contribute to him and have their names be known that they are forming, I can't remember what it goes, the 507C or something like that, where that they can contribute anonymously. And you know, I'm going to give you what you might consider to be a, the word that come to me, it a conspiracy. I'm going to give you a conspiracy theory. My personal opinion is that Rove is so very active in trying, and he and this other guy, I can't think of that other guy's name. I can see his face. But these guys are so proactive at derailing and impeding and imposing on Obama, the administration, current administration, and what they're doing to try to alleviate the terrible situations and destroy those tentacles that caused us so much problem. These guys are not only trying to derail this administration, but the reason I think is because they knew that if this thing went smooth sailing, if they can put enough doubt in people's mind, then they'll never get prosecuted for the crimes that they committed. So they have a pretty much a real tremendous self-interest in ensuring that this president and his administration, and they want to impugn as many different aspects and create as much doubt and as much fear. If you saw Rachel Maddow last night, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, she was phenomenal in her assessment of the plans, the plots, the all the contemplations that the right wing's making, and she knows exactly what their strategy is. Their strategy is designed around, and which this is something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, is keeping white people afraid of black people. And once that's accomplished, then what you do is you decrease the strength of both colors. A lot of people call it races. There ain't such thing as a white race and a black race, just colors. It's a human race, and that's all. So anyway, they want to create enough dissension and disorganization that they can splinter off enough people that they can continue to have a stranglehold on the United States of America. And they had been able to do it because the voting majority previously felt very secure that they had the financial wherewithal, they were in the employment situations, the power brokers, and they could make the decisions. But what these guys fail to realize is that there are enough of us now that are up in that anywhere from 50 to whatever strata, that when you strike at us, you're hurting everybody. But these foolish people think that you can continue to employ that economic strategy to debilitate us as a culture. And there are some people that I'm pleased to know who are of European descent who see through this, ploy, this plot, this plan, this dastardly idea that these guys have spawned and continue to nurture. you know, I'm so grateful that there are enough people who are beginning to see through this, that these guys are scampering, they're frantic, and they have gone to such lengths as to alter information that they provide to the public under the guise of it being news. And so this is why, to me, it's so important, and I'm grateful and honored and very thankful and humbled to be on Blog Talk Radio doing what I do. And, you know, it's available for anyone who feels that they have something to offer. Just www.google it, blogtalkradio.com. And, you know, there is a contingent of us out here now who are espousing totally different perspectives. Like, I was looking at the Todd Chuck. His name is Chuck Todd, but I call him Todd Chuck. And the hillbilly Joe Scarboroughs and the Pat Buchanans. I call him Butt Cannon, Pat Butt Cannon. These kinds of people who spew continually any kind of venomous information in regard to people of darker hue. And if you want to know, I have some articles. I tell you what, do a Google search on, or whatever search, whatever, Ask Us, or whatever you use, Ask Me, or Jeeves, or whatever search engine you use. Do a search for Pat Buchanan's quotes in regard to people of African descent or African Americans. And I think you'll be unpleasantly surprised to see what his perspective is in regard to, you see, when you say, a lot of people like to use that, black people. Well, see, that almost negates children, infants of a darker hue. That really just negates, you know, children of a darker hue who are struggling, whose parents are struggling. So you can attack the parent, and then what you do is you destroy the life of the child. And so then you have these people who are so empathetic and so they just, you know, they want to show you the pull of African children on TV, and they're destroying the children right here in your community on a daily basis. But anyway, it's pretty slick, pretty smooth, but if you continue to go to the corporate media, they're going to continue to provide you a reason why that you should attack people of a darker hue. You know, whatever it be, maybe it may be Hispanic, it may be the people in the Caribbean, whatever. You know, they'll give you a good reason if you want to attack them. It's not your brother, but you know, you go to church, and as I understand it, I'm not just really familiar with the Bible, but you go to church, and the Bible says that how can you say you love me, whom you've never seen. Now, if I'm wrong, you know, correct me. How can you love me, whom you've never seen, and you don't love your brother that you see every day? You know, how is that possible? But I guess some people find a way to, explain that away or to rationalize it or whatever. But anyway, continuing on with this article by Ms. Devona Walker. The title of the article is, Lessons from Sherrod, Fox News spreads Negrophobia mercilessly. Says Fox News has used every opportunity to demonize black people in power, which is a true statement. Continuing on, it says, but let's not lose sight of what this is really about. This is about a media company that just got caught in yet another attempt at stroking white resentment as a means to undermine the president. This is about the blatant attempt of a quote-unquote news, questionable, quote-unquote news organization, to perpetuate racial division. That's the ultimate objective. Here is what Sherrod said about Fox News' attempt to interview her today. They have called me today. Can you believe the nerve? They have called me today, and initially I said yes to an interview. But I thought about it, and I did not think they intended to be fair in their reporting. They're going to say what they want to say regardless of what I say. It was unbelievable. I am refusing to be on there. They have been calling me and calling me. I've refused to do an interview because they are biased, she explained. I don't think Fox News does it fairly. It is worse so now. I have sat and listened to the way they cover the news even before this administration, and I saw what was going on. And that's the quote of Ms. Shirley Sherrod. I mean, she sees through Fox News, as the lady spells it, F-U-X News. Of course, the right-wing media is all over Sherrod again. You know, they're all over her, right? Now they're whining because she is considering suing, you know? They are whining because she is considering suing. Truth is, Sherrod has a very good case. In fact, I think every black person in America has a good case. And that was quoted by Ms. Devona Walker. She continues on to say, think about every, she says it, quote, FUX, Fox News generated attack against the individuals within the Obama administration. And even in its crusade against Acorn, remember Acorn, the pimp? There is one common denominator, she says it, calls it race. The subject of the news network's ire are always black. True. And I mean, and anyway, the mantra is the same. White folks should fear black folks. Black folks are coming for your money, your liberty, your government, your country. You know, when you think about it, the next, if you look at the news, and it's not to necessarily cast aspersions on all people of European descent, generally what you see is five or six Anglos or European people of European descent giving their opinion as to whatever the case was. Either that or they have a malleable a person of African descent. They don't have a person who has the backbone. They will not have a Jesse Jackson. They will not have an Al Sharpton, however you may feel about them. They will not have an Eric Dyson. They will not have these guys on their show because these guys don't back up to anybody. They pretty much lay it out there, they like these news, quote-unquote, anchor people who ask each other questions and give each other awards and give each other jobs. You know, have you ever noticed that they have all this concern about people of African descent, but you never see, well, I've never seen on MSNBC a person, Tamron Hall, I could say she's on there. But other than her, you know, it's kind of skimpy. On CNN, I don't like CNN, but, you know, I can't think of those couple guys' names, Lemon and that other guy. They have some shows, and then that older brother that's on in the morning, and then there's a couple of sisters on there, I think, to have shows. But anyway, I'll keep on. She says, after talking about the black folks are coming to get your money, your liberty, and your government. And by the way, if you want to give us a call, if you feel so moved, if you don't, fine, I understand. 347-945-7040 is the number to call. She talks about Van Jones. Last year, the news network went after Jones. Remember that? Remember that? And Glenn Beck, did you hear what Glenn? I'm going to see if she talks about it. I hadn't read the story yet. The green jobs czar within the Obama administration, with both barrels, they went after him. They unearthed a petition he signed. They found video of him calling Republicans assholes. They called him a convicted criminal. Jones was arrested during an environmental protest more than a decade ago. They called him a communist. They called, in the end, Jones, they caused, in the end, Jones to resign amid the Fox, she calls it, news-generated scandal, right? Then, all right, there was the Acorn scandal. See, they strategically go after what they know are organizations and individuals who promote freedom, justice, and equality for every American citizen. and they have a very venomous and it's pointed and it's planned and it's coldly executed. What I call it reminds me of back when the KKK was running, the Night Riders. They want to go through and destroy it and put enough fear in anybody's heart that they will not associate with anyone who's for progressive thoughts. Anyway, then there was the Acorn scandal. Acorn was a collection of nonprofits nationwide that advocated for poor and working class families nationwide. It often advocated on behalf of minorities, was partly responsible for helping thousands of struggling families avoid foreclosure and bankruptcy in the last few years. It was founded back in 1970 and had more than 400,000 members, 400,000, as well as 1,200 neighborhood chapters across the U.S., Argentina, Canada, Mexico, and Peru. Then, Fox News has been on a crusade against Acorn for several years, claiming it is a racial, communist, criminal institution. During 2006 midterm elections, four contractual workers for Acorn were charged with voter fraud for registering Mickey Mouse to vote. This was used as a primary basis for all Fox News attacks against the nonprofit. But Fox News failed to report that it was actually staff of Acorn who made the complaint against those four workers. Do you get that? The staff of Acorn did what the individuals in the NAACP did when they saw a situation occur that they thought might have been not representative of equal opportunity and might have leaned toward being prejudicial and discriminatory. But before they investigated the actions of Ms. Shirley Sherritt. So anyway, and Fox also failed to mention that Mickey Mouse never actually voted. Instead, it ramped up the pressure against Acorn. This is a systematic approach, and it's the same regardless to whether they address it at NAACP, whether they address it at Van Jones, whether they address it at the Obama administration. It's canned. They know exactly how to work it, and they are in lockstep. We are the ones that get separated and pulled apart, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, it vilified its management. At one point, Glenn Beck had an Acorn executive to come on his show and ultimately kick the guy off so he could continue attacking the nonprofit without the inconvenience of the executive trying to defend himself. Then last year, of course, conservative activist James O'Keefe conducted his own undercover sting against the nonprofit organization. Remember that guy, the pimp, supposedly? The same guy that broke in illegally to that congressperson's office down in Louisiana, you know? O'Keefe and, ironically enough, Andrew Breitbart, the same guy behind the shared video, heavily edited a video that made it appear as if O'Keefe, dressed as a pimp, and a female companion dressed as a prostitute, went into several Acorn offices and received advice on how to avoid paying taxes for their illicit business. The only problem is that the video, much like the video that was recently surfaced of Ms. Sherritt, was heavily doctored. It was entirely misleading and actually gave the impression of exactly the opposite of what was going on. The external shots of O'Keefe dressed as a ridiculous pimp outfit, dressed in a ridiculous pimp outfit, were edited out, and several Acorn staff persons telling O'Keefe to get out of their office. That was edited out. Fox News pushed this story for weeks. You know, typical. It's systematic. They employ the same tactics over and over again. Eventually, Congress voted to sever ties with Acorn. Acorn lost its 2010 census contract. Then ultimately, earlier this year, Acorn lost all of its funding and was forced to dismantle. right? So it dismantles. There is no way to disseminate information to a greater public out there. And so the Tea Partiers and all the other Republican right-wing organizations, they still have their structure intact. But they methodically destroy the progressive structure. It's a diabolical plan. You might call it ingenious, but it's not ingenious. It's sick and pathetic, in my opinion. This organization that has been helping working class Americans for roughly 40 years was destroyed based on Fox News' lies. Months later, an investigation of the nonprofit was conducted and found there was no wrongdoing. Absolutely none. Months later, it was revealed that O'Keefe and Breitbart video that they produced, was heavily doctored and misleading. But alas, it was too late. Then a few weeks ago, there was the new Black Panther Party made-up scandal. Remember that one? They went after Eric Holder and the Department of Justice. Systematic approach to destroy any opposition to the right wing and the money, the power brokers. Pretty cool. The Department of Justice for not prosecuting a few members of the new Black Party for yelling insulting things to quote-unquote white voters. Of course, they ignored the consistent marginalizing of Black voters that occurs every year. And, of course, they omitted most of the relevant points. It happened in 2008 because Eric Holder was – that was before he was – because Eric Holder wasn't even sworn into office then. Okay? So the new Black Panther boogeyman, which is a good term to use, that's the new boogeyman – for the white people to scare them off. You know, hey, you better run. They're going to come and get you, which is what Rachel Maddow talked about last night. And if you get a chance, YouTube it. Rachel Maddow, what was yesterday? The 21st. She did an excellent job on that, I thought. Anyway, the new Black Panther, the new Black boogeyman in Fox News crusade to stroke the white racial resentment, is now Shirley Sherrod. Sherrod is nothing more than a civil servant from Georgia. She's not a czar. She's not a Black Panther. She's not even a politician. Just a harmless Black woman doing a job at the U.S. Department of Agriculture trying to help struggling farmers in this country avoid bankruptcy. In the clip above, which is the clip that she has in this piece here, Rachel Maddow makes a very good point. It's about the strategy behind stoking racial resentment. She points out that Fox News is not specifically trying to pick on Black people, but they are using racial tensions to destroy a Black president. But in the process, they're also destroying Black people. And might I add, they're also destroying the United States of America, because the president is the president of the United States of America. So if you think, well, I can just destroy the president and not hurt the country, you know, people could say you were trying to destroy George Bush. What you were against was George Bush's policies. I didn't dislike George Bush because he was a white person. I just liked George Bush because of his policies. He was governor of Texas, and I was in Texas. I've been in Texas all that time that he was governor. Didn't like him then. Didn't like him as president, and pretty much don't like him now. But anyway, with the dismantling of ACORN, there are now thousands of working class and minority Americans who now have no advocate on their side, which is the exact position that they wanted to be in. It's not advocate versus advocate. It's not lobbyist, well-paid lobbyist versus the people. They want to destroy the people's representation, and the people don't even know it. You know, so what do? They jump on the bash Obama bandwagon. Anyway, now, because of Fox News' political objectives, there are more white people in this country who not only have negative feelings about the Black president, but other Black Americans. their racist-driven crusade to stoke white resentment, I fear, is working. And this is an article that was written by a lady named Devonna Walker. Devonna Walker. And this is for the Loop 21, www.loop21.com. So if you get a chance, you might check that article out. And then it says here that I was checking something right quick. Okay. If you want to give us a call, give us a call at 347-945-7040. And what you are listening to is the next phase with Ice and Friends. And what that's all about is the next phase is the next phase after complaining, after getting angry and getting spent emotionally. Then comes the planning, you know, and making a determination that we're not going to. And, I mean, you know, when you say not, that happens to be threatening. Coming from me, that would happen to be a threatening a term, wouldn't it? Because what happens is that people think that I, as a person of African descent, a black male, you know, I'm an angry black male. I'm angry because children are suffering. And when you aim at a socioeconomic level of individuals in the United States of America, don't think that you can dodge it, because it's going to impact you, because the incomes are stratified. You know, and it used to work where they could these administrations could attack a socioeconomic rung ladder. You know, back whenever the people of African descent were on that lowest rung, and there were so many people who bought into that idea, theory, and ideology, that they were invested in, and so they wanted to do the thing about the taxes, cutting the taxes for the wealthy. They wanted to do the thing about don't worry about how the prices get, just so long as. And I had a guy tell me that one day at work, talking about that I mentioned to him about how high prices were, and he said to me, he said, you know what? And this happened to be an Anglo guy. He said, I don't care how high the prices get, as long as I got enough to buy enough for my family. And I was thinking, dude, you know, there are a lot of people out here, and not that I'm above it, but I'm not just exactly in that situation where I'm just terribly suffering. But there are a lot of people out here right now today of all different stripes, you know, all different ethnicities, all different ethnic backgrounds in the United States of America who are suffering while the wealthy continue to grow their wealth. So I don't know where you've invested your anger or disaffection, but I hope you're beginning to look and see that, you know, there are some things that we can do as a people. You know, I speak about us as a culture, and I think, though, that it's larger than that in a way. It's people, you know, who can come together and make some changes in government. And like the Republican Party is looking forward to making some gains in November, and they're doing all these polls, and you know, a poll is really a cool thing, because what it suggests is that, you know, I'm on this side and they're on that side, and there's more of us than there are of them, so I think I'm going to join the side with, you know. And back in the day, you know, back during the days of the water hoses and the dogs, the billy clubs, and bombings and all of the atrocities that occurred back in those days, there was no majority for those people, like John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr., even Malcolm X. There were no majorities for those guys. Those guys got out there in spite of whatever the odds were, And, you know, and I understand. I mean, heck, I would hate to, you know, have my house bombed or, you know, hate to have someone hurt one of my children or grandchildren or whatever. But, I mean, I always think, is there a way that, you know, you can be proactive and not make yourself vulnerable? But then again, you know, that's the whole point is I want to make you a little bit afraid. I want to make you have second thoughts. I want to make you sit around and agree with other people who say there's nothing you can do about it. You know, why get involved? Just take care of yourself. Mind your own business, right? So, I mean, you know, there's always that. And very well, that could be a possibility. And who knows? Who am I to say, you know? I only can say what I do. And but anyway, I was looking at this thing about the black farmers. And here's a quote from Obama. He said, "My hope is that the farmers and their families who were denied access to the USDA loans and programs will be made whole and will have a chance to rebuild their lives and businesses." You know, the weird thing about it is that this is what's so ironic about the situation. That were it not for this lady, Shirley Sherrod, and the situation that she found herself in, were it not for that lady, do you realize that there, in all probability, we wouldn't have known anything about this stuff? We wouldn't have had any idea, and there wouldn't have been any great concern about the black farmer. But now I think there is some momentum toward developing some possibilities and opportunities where that the black farmer can hopefully, because there is a difference. You know, I'm not going to skip over it. I'm not going to cover over it. You know, I'm not going to say, the black farmer. You know, there was a dang difference, big difference in the way that black farmers were treated and white farmers were treated. And here's a little situation that I'm reading about here. And you can Google this at the National Black Farmers Association. It says, "Dear farmers and friends, Dr. John Boyd is requesting your support. The Senate may be considering whether to approve funding for the Black Farmers Settlement this week. We need your help." And this was July. This is July the 19th. "We need your help now. Please contact your senator today and tell them to keep funding for the Black Farmers Settlement in the War Supplemental Bill. Excuse me. The Senate switchboard, let me give you this number if you care to know about it, if you want to call your senator. And I'll read this one more time because it's short. It says, "Dear farmers and friends, Dr. John Boyd is requesting your support. The Senate may be reconsidering whether to approve funding for the Black Farmers Settlement this week. We need your help. Please contact your senator today and tell them to keep funding for the Black Farmers Settlement in the War Supplemental Plan, a bill." Okay? Number to call for the Senate switchboard if you want to get involved is 202-224-3121. Now, is that enough anonymity? I'll give it to you one more time. 202-224-3121, and nobody will probably ever know you call. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Boyd's requesting support. Consider it approved. Yep, this week. You know, Black Farmers Lobbyist Meeting. I didn't even know about this. President kicks deep sea oil drilling to the curb. Black Farmers Lobbyist wants a meeting with BP. Newswires. This is the National Black Farmers Association. I didn't know that. So you can, it's a .org thing. National Black Farmers Organization. Newswires are reporting that President Obama has extended his moratorium on deep sea drilling in the Gulf and canceled offshore oil lease sales there and in Alaska and Virginia in a move which is sure to fuel howls from the oil drilling industry. Obama issued a cessation order for all 33 deep sea oil drilling operations in the Gulf of Mexico, right? Is that a good thing? Welcome, guest 3351. Appreciate you dropping in. And I was hoping that my little guest would call, but obviously not. We'll keep going on, all right? But anyway, meanwhile, the Coast Guard has told Newswire reporters that it seems that BP's top kill procedure is working, according to the Denver Post. Lieutenant Commander Tony Russell, an aide to Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, said today the mud was stopping some of the oil and gas, but had a ways to go before it proved successful. The top kill started Wednesday night, and it could be several days before officials know if it's working. On a pessimistic note, Russell said, as you inject your mud into it, it's going to stop some hydrocarbons. That doesn't mean it's successful. However, seems to be working, is the operative phrase. Tom Mueller, spokesperson for BP, formerly British Petroleum, injected a caution into the issue. The AP reports, we appreciate, this is a quote, we appreciate the optimism, but the top kill operation is continuing through the day today. That hasn't changed, unquote. He said Thursday morning, quote, we don't anticipate being able to say anything definitive on that until later today, unquote. Meanwhile, labor continues on cleaning up the mess, some of which is beginning being handled by a controversial amount of dispersants, which are themselves toxic pollutants. And the spill has a serious blowback on various government and private sector executives in the regulation and energy exploration industries. Sources say the head of the regulatory agency, which oversees the oil and gas industry, has been fired. That's what CNN is reporting. That Mineral and Management Services Director Elizabeth Birnbaum has been fired, according to two CNN sources. Excuse me. Responding to allegations of corruption, the MMS ranks, that's Minerals Management Service. Those are the people who are in charge with ensuring that the Gulf supposedly stays pristine in this environment. CNN reports Interior Secretary Ken Salazar recently called the allegation of MMS corruption evidence of the cozy relationship between some elements of the agency and the oil and gas industry. He pledged to follow through with the Interior Department Inspector General's recommendations, including taking any and all appropriate personnel actions, including termination, discipline, and referrals of any wrongdoing for criminal prosecution. Wow, that's pretty stiff. I hope that happens. Meanwhile, black farmer lobbyist John Boyd Jr., president of the National Black Farmers Association, has called for a meeting with BP. Boyd is concerned that black and Native American farmers and fishermen are being overlooked in the search for farmers and fishermen whose land and fishing grounds have been polluted. I didn't know that, you know. In a statement published in full below, Boyd said, NBFA, National Black Farmers Association, is calling for a meeting with British Petroleum, BP, officials to discuss the losses of black farmers and fishermen. Black farmers and fishermen must be compensated at the same levels as whites. Isn't this interesting? We've finished last for too long when it comes to being compensated for our business and farm losses. So it's more, this lady, Shirley Sherrod, is going to bring a lot of stuff up that needs to be discussed because, you know, we, for, you know, the sake of wanting to be, non-controversial or wanting to be nice and not wanting to, quote, unquote, play the race card, you know, we don't discuss some issues that are relevant and pertinent to us. But, you know, what I suggest to some guys, everybody plays a race card. So I just play the cards that were dealt to me. I didn't invent the deck. I didn't invent the race card, so I play everything I can get my hands on, right? Black farmers and fishermen must be compensated at the same level as whites. We have finished, alas, too long when it comes to being compensated for our business and farm losses. There are health losses as well. Reports are surfacing of fishermen and cleanup workers contracting breathing problems. As has been reported earlier, many contract workers and volunteers have been cleaning up oil residue and dead oil-drenched wildlife without the benefit of protective clothing. Cleanup crew members and fishermen are reporting health problems, and there is a shortage of facilities to treat them. I mean, can it not be that way? I mean, it should be that way because, hey, Delightful T, hey, Sensual Lady, how y'all doing? Welcome to the room. Good to see you. Sorry I didn't get to you before now. Have Delightful T and Sensual Lady. And, you know, I've invited you guys to be a part of it anytime you so choose to. You know that Sensual Lady is a beautiful songstress, and Delightful T is an independent business entrepreneur. And, you know, good and well, y'all have any opportunity at all you want to be a part of this thing that I do, and I hope it's not too embarrassing to you, but I really enjoy and appreciate you, and thank you so much for coming in. Oh, you just signed on. I'm so glad. That's no problem. Put the caps in here. I don't mind at all. That's all I type in anyway is caps. I don't know how to type, so I just type in caps. But let me give you my official welcome. Excuse me, audience. I'm talking with some friends of mine. I'm so happy to see them. I really appreciate them. You know, it's really nice when, you know, your people come through for you. And those are the people that you never, ever forget. You know, always were special to you and always will be. So, you know, and I really appreciate you guys. Because you could be doing so many other things. And Sensual Lady, I'm going to be, oh, you see text better? Oh, great. You know I'm going to be, I forgot to put your little icon out there, so please forgive me. I'm going to be looking forward to you. You know what we had talked about. Hopefully we'll have Sensual Lady as soon as I learn how to operate this thing. And thank you, Delightful T. Appreciate it. And you know you have an open invitation anytime you choose to be a part of it. But Sensual Lady, as soon as I learn how to operate that Skype thing, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to do a karaoke show. And you'll get to hear some of the most wonderful voices that you've ever heard that are not under contract, I would assume. And, I mean, just beautiful, angelic voices. Well, guys, I don't know if I would call them angelic, but there are some guys out there who have tremendous talent. And I'd like to share that with the listening audience at some point in time. And by the way, if you have any interesting topics or, you know, ideas that you want to suggest or recommend, just drop me a line at blak.1@gmail.com. That's black ice, all one word, .1@gmail.com. And if you have a guest that you'd like to recommend, or if you have something that you'd like to see addressed here, then just drop us a line, and we'd be glad to take it under consideration. But Sensual Lady, you know, we want to, hopefully I get that thing worked out and we can do the karaoke thing. I'm going to get with the with management here at Blog Talk Radio, and see if they'll assist me in learning how to operate that Skype thing. So and you might hear some duos, some duets, and trios or whatever. But anyway, let me get back to this story. I'll be right back. Thank y'all. Talking about the black farmers and fishermen. They are talking about they need to be compensated, and some of them have been overlooked even more recently and in the past, okay? And it was talking about the oil-drenched wildlife and the shortage of facilities to treat these guys. And some of these guys are having some severe mental distresses, you know, in regard as a result of this oil spill. And you know, I have my feelings about this oil spill are, one, that the state of Louisiana, the government officials, including Governor Bobby Jindal and previous administrations, including that lady, I can't think of what her name is right now. She's in the Senate. Her brother is mayor of New Orleans right now. I can't think of what her name is. But anyway, they should have had a contingency plan. You know, they should have, to me, ensured that, number one, that they had a sufficient safety program and mechanisms involved in case anything occurred that was extraordinary, that they could have taken control. Because that's the whole point. My limited experience in the oil field, which I've been out there 32 years, but my limited experience in the oil field suggests to me, well control is your primary objective. Primary. You want to make sure that you have that well, because you're dealing with pressures in excess of 10,000-12,000 pounds, you know, possibly higher than that, 14,000. You know, I've seen well heads that were rated for 15,000 pounds. I've seen actually wells that had 10,000 pounds on them. And I've heard of wells that could unload a string of a drill pipe that weighed something like, I want to say 33 pounds per foot, and those joints are like 30 or better feet long. But, you know, and if there's anybody out there who's more familiar with the oil field, let me know, because I don't want to be incorrect or inaccurate. But, you know, we have to get tested. We have different tests and certifications that we have to go through in order to deal with these with this petroleum and the petroleum-based products, because it's essential, because those things are carcinogenic. They have tremendous and terrible ramifications involved with the respiratory system, as well as with some of your mental acuity. You know what I mean? Those things can really do some serious damage. That's the petroleum. And if you want to find out about it, look up crude oil. Look up Google MSDS, Material Safety Data Sheet, on crude oil. I'll tell you about toluene and xylene and benzene and some of the ill effects that those things have on you, your kidneys and your different organs in your body and so forth. And you can, I think they're using Corexit, Corexit. You can Google MSDS sheets for Corexit, and they'll give you some of the adverse effects that those products can have on you. Also, now we'll get back to this article that I was reading about the black farmers and their attention that they're paying to the oil spill. The Gulf oil spill is deadly to fish, but not only to those that swim in it. Oil in the water depletes the oxygen, creating dead zones, killing all sea life. What will that mean to the fishermen? What will that mean to people who eat fish? Most of the seafood eaten in the U.S. comes from the Gulf. Some fishermen who have been hired by BP to clean up the Gulf oil spill say that they have become ill after working long hours near water found with oil and dispersants, prompting a Louisiana lawmaker to call for the federal government to open mobile clinics in rural areas. Now, I want to show you something that's interesting. You may or may not have thought about this, is that this is a Louisiana lawmaker, and he's calling for the federal government. Do you remember a few months ago, maybe almost a year ago, when the Republicans had their Republican convention down there in New Orleans, and they were talking about limited government, and Obama was a socialist, and he needed to leave the private industry alone, the private sector and the capitalism, and let it work and all. And you see, within a matter of a few months, you know, I say, if you believe in quote-unquote God, you know, he's turned the table so that these guys are getting a chance to look at it from the other side. All of a sudden, you didn't want government when Katrina was in there. But now that your livelihood is being ill-affected, please send me the socialist. I need them right now. And then it continues on to say, according to the National Resource Defense Council, Clint Guidry, acting president of the Louisiana Shrimp Association, testifying Monday before the delegation of the U.S. senators and the state and federal officials in Galliano, Louisiana, said there's been no respiratory protective, that's PPE, personal protective equipment, issued to workers working over this most dangerous area, even as a precaution to have available given they are working 60 miles offshore. In fact, when some individuals brought their own respirators, they were told by BP representatives on site that if they wore the respirators, they would be released from the job. That disturbs me, says Guidry. That disturbs me greatly. And that's a quote from this guy, Guidry. He's the Clint Guidry, the Louisiana Shrimp Association guy. Now, you know, those, one of the reasons, let me suggest this, that you don't bring your personal PPE, personal protective, you know, you want company issue because the company has certain standards. Companies have certain standards and requirements, and those that equipment has to be tested, and it has to pass stringent tests in order to be employed in cleanup and so forth. So you can't make that company. That company is not going to be liable because who knows how long you've had that PPE laying around or what conditions that it's been laying around in or whatever. And so that's one of the reasons. Now, when it says that the federal government should supply it, why has the state, the governor, not prior to now suggested that, you know, we may need these types of tools and implements. We may need to get some people certified. We may need to have some drills and so forth so that we can work on deploying boom and work on the potential cleanup. And we may need to find some, you know, determine that there are some assets as far as skimming operations, skimming boats. You know, why has this never happened? Because they trusted big business. I'm not against big business, but I say, as Reagan said, that's the only thing that I believe in. What Reagan said was, what do you call it? Something and verify. You know, but what it is is that you don't accept this blindly. You and these are what you call the tree huggers, the environmentalists, the people that say to you, you know, be sure, don't go out there just drilling in the, you know, make sure that you got all the nerves. Ah, shut up, you namby pamby, you know. You just for the nanny state of government, right? Well, there is a reason that people have those interests. There is a reason that people are liberals and progressives, you know, because they suggest look out for the people sometimes that can't look out for themselves. There's always that remote possibility that things could go awry. Just in case they do, let us have a contingency plan, right? Anyway, and finally, a word on censorship. According to a CBS video with footage at the confrontation, when CBS News tried to reach the beach covered in oil, a boat of BP contractors with two Coast Guard officers on board told us to turn around under threat of arrest. Now, this is one instance where CBS says, we're going to go in here in this potentially dangerous to my respiratory and dangerous to, being exposed without any the sufficient amount of equipment because we want to go in here and maybe supply the news, but maybe we want to go in here and do some gotcha journalism. I suggest to you, CBS News, if you want to go in there, get certified. Get with the Coast Guard and whomever else is down there, and get the equipment necessary. I can't think of the name of those suits, but they're environmentally safe suits, and the respirators and so forth. Make sure before you go into those contaminated areas, because there could be a liability with you going in there without being sufficiently prepared and equipped. You know, so, but anyway, in other words, comments, naturalnews.com in response, the U.S. Coast Guard is now protecting the financial interests of corporations by trying to censor a story the public needs to see. Now, on the one hand, this is where I have a problem with media. On the one hand, I can understand that the public needs to know certain things. But on the other hand, when you say Coast Guard, the next word you'll say is government, and the next association there'll be is with President Obama to suggest that he's inept, incapable, incompetent, and unable to carry out the duties and charges of being President of the United States of America. So everything that you hear, in my opinion, has some sort of other reason. Hey, welcome, guest 3849. Appreciate you joining the chat room. And thank you, Delightful Tea and Sensual Lady. Really appreciate you being here. If anyone wants to give me a call, please call at 347-945-7040. We had planned or scheduled a guest and was unfortunately unable to, you know, they say the best laid plans of mice and men. We were unable to have our guests to, we couldn't coordinate it, so to speak. But next week, I'm hoping that my good friend, Miss Pinadia, to some of you known as Vicky, will be able to provide us some information about genealogy. And you may think that genealogy is just a benign, trivial pursuit for information or knowledge, but I think once you hear what Pinadia has to say about genealogy, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And hopefully we'll be looking forward to scheduling some more guests in the future. I'm not sure just who, when, where, how, or whatever. I'd ask a dude. Well, I hope Brother Olajami comes. And also, I know Brother T.L. Harris had suggested that he would come back and stop a time. Thank you for you having stopped through. And I have a list of guests that I always want to let's see, Black Magic Lady, Ladies Down South, Platinum One Love for You, Teach Pepsi, and these are pseudonyms in chat rooms that we frequent. Let's see, who else? I know, and I don't want to forget or leave out anybody, because I really want you to know sincerely that I appreciate the support that you've given me with doing this thing, because we are the voice that should be heard. And we shouldn't have to depend on somebody else to represent our perspective. We should never, ever, ever. And Honey Drip Peach, Brother Legacy for Life, thank y'all for coming through also while I'm thinking about it. We should never, ever depend that the corporate, that's what they are, corporate media. They represent corporations. And they do a darn good job of it. They're professionals at what they do. Oh, you are Sensual Lady. Sensual Lady says she's straight from genealogy. I tell you, you know, there is a reason. And like I say, I won't give it away, because Panati is she's a phenomenal individual. And she's the one that suggested to me, and she triggered me off on this, the farmers thing. But she's been doing genealogy for, I don't know how long, quite some time, and I asked her, I said, would you come on with me tonight, you know, my guest's not going to be able to be there, and she's like, nope, you know, I don't do anything unless I'm prepared. I was like, okay, I got it, but she, you know, she helped me, we had a room before on a chat site. I don't like to get a chat site. And the reason is that if I tell you what it is and you go there and you're not satisfied with the service, then you'll say that I'm the one that suggested you go there. And plus, I probably need to talk to their administration before they allow me to to suggest or recommend that you go there. But we have some nice rooms sometimes, and we discuss, I mean, you know, just among us, who are we? Common people. You know, what do? Talk about regular stuff as it affects us. We don't wear the big fancy suits, the Armani shoes. Is that what it is? Armani suits, right? The Italian shoes, and you know, we don't drive the Bentleys. Not, well, some of us don't, but some of us probably do. But anyway, we're just regular people, and I'm, like I said, I'm hoping that Brother Ola, he'll get a chance to come back and we can talk about some of get where he's working on something for me, and I appreciate it. This guy is one of the most diligent people, and I understand. I mean, you know, he's so, you know, he's tough. He's tough, and he's gotten on me before and lit me up a couple times, because he's serious about what he does. And I'll give you an example of it when I suggest to you this. There was an incident that occurred a couple, three years ago, about a young lady who was incarcerated here in Texas for and given really a totally unfair sentence for the what she was alleged to have done. And at the time, there was a lady, and I'm going to mention her pseudonym, her nom de plume was Funnin. And another lady, and she and I, we stay crossways. I don't know that we'll ever resolve our issues. A lady named Hot to Speak, or that's her nick. But anyway, I will say this, that Hot to Speak and Funnin, they were so incensed with the treatment of this young lady in this Texas town by law enforcement, by the judicial system, and by the school system that she was only 15 years old, that they started an effort that led to probably hundreds, if not thousands, of emails and phone calls, and these came from everywhere: United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, all over the U.S., the Caribbean, Puerto Rico. I mean, these calls, and probably Germany, because we had some friends. Brother Just Beloved was over there in Germany at the time. But hey, Noodles, how you doing? Welcome to the room. Thank you for coming. This effort, as small as it might have seemed, and let me say, rest in peace, Funnin. She passed away a couple of years ago, and she and I, really animated discussions, and we were in opposition a lot of the time, but we were in agreement a lot of the time as well. She didn't back down from anybody, and her intellect and her mental acuity was supreme. It was superb. She's a very intelligent woman, and I really appreciate having been granted the opportunity to have made her acquaintance. But anyway, as I was saying, plus, let me see, Sepia, Love, Dryer, Buzz, as I'm thinking of the different individuals I could name off. I know Teach, Sister Sassy, Tiger, Praying. I don't want to be remiss, I don't want to miss anybody, but Delightful Tea, and Sensual Lady, we were all involved in this effort, and that's what gave me the impetus. That's what gave me the strong desire and realization that we can go to the next phase. And, we should not ever be discouraged in our efforts when you're on the right side. And we just happen to be on the right side. We're not on the side. I'm not against big business. I'm not against profit. But I think where does profit end and overcompensation begin? I mean, when you have children that are getting ready to go to school this year, and their parents' unemployment benefits are being threatened, I mean, those unemployment benefits could mean the difference between a person having a home to live in, food to eat, a vehicle to get around in, clothes to wear, school supplies. Kids have enough stress as it is, and if we can find the resources to compensate Wall Street and big banks and big business, surely, because those guys are going to park their assets. They're not going to move them at all. You give that parent, And stop buying your backpacks from China and Japan and all this China and Taiwan and all. Backpacks, if we can buy American-made products, for instance, can you imagine these kids, everybody's getting ready to gear up and they're getting ready to buy paper and notebooks, pencils, backpacks, whatever, getting ready to go to school, clothes, shoes. Why not buy them from American manufacturers and give Americans back our jobs. Why do we continually have to compete with China, who has child labor problems, who has we're competing with prisoner labor? I mean, even here in the United States, believe it or not, we're competing with prison labor. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I'll let my bonics, I'll let my I want to elaborate, but why, you know, we need to think about what we're doing, in my opinion, here in the U.S. And what I think that we could do is we could make sure that most of the products that we purchase come from, yes, sweatshops, sensual lady said, absolutely. We need to make sure that our, and that sweatshops in India, sweatshops everywhere, we need, if you want to get back this economy fast, you know, faster, then purchase products made here in the U.S. and make it evident that you have an intention on rebuilding our economy, because it's our unemployment rates that are going through the roof. And big business has, do you know that big business has $3 trillion? Okay, let me say that again with a little bit of emphasis. $3 trillion parked out there that they will not put in circulation. They will, I can't substantiate it, but maybe over a period of time I will be able to. These guys want to see Obama fail. He is not on the side of big business, you know. And so they have this money parked out there, and they're not going to put it in play, you know. And in the process of doing that, they're hurting the ones who are least able to enjoy. The kids, they're defenseless, you know. The parents, and they suggest that parents, they if we give them this money, they won't want to go to, you know. And you're talking about like people who were making probably previously $3,000-$4,000 a month or more, and they're selling for $250-$300 a week now, and they don't want to go back to work. You know, I mean, is there a possibility that you can create those kind of jobs? As a matter of fact, today what I had was an electrical problem, right? So I called my electric company here in Texas. And, you know, when I was talking on the phone, it was either in Costa Rica, it was in the Philippines. I mean, bring those jobs back. And I'm looking at Caterpillar today on CNBC, you know, that stock show thing. And they're bragging about having their heavy equipment over in China. Well, if they're making it here in the U.S., fine. You know, if they're making their equipment here, selling it to China, fine. But I know what they're doing. They're taking the jobs over there. And what China's going to do for them is learn how to make it, either nationalize them or kick them out, and start making it on their own and selling it back to the U.S. But Central Lady says they talk about the bad, not all the good things that are happening. I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. Guest 4389, thank you for stopping in. And I want to say, again, I know it's too late for you to give us a call, but 347-945-7040. And if you have any guests, any recommendations for any future shows, because I'm here, I'm committed. I'm going to do this thing for a long time, okay, as long as possible. And we'll be meeting here on Thursday, 7:00-8:30 p.m. And like I say, Blog Talk Radio has a slot for you if you want it. You know, if you have anything of interest that you want to bring to the public, check them out. www.blogtalkradio.com. Anyway, this is the next phase with Ice and Friends, and it's heard Thursday, 7:00-8:30 p.m. I wish I could go daily. India Declare, she's on daily, and she is kicking it daily for real. And there are some other shows. I can't think. The Perry Steele, he's opposite to me, 7:00. I'm pretty sure he's on now. And there are some other shows. I think ALFO, Alfo, he has a show. And it's alternative media, interactive media, you know, where you can't call into CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, some of these other CNBC, some of these other major networks. You know, you can call in here and give us your opinion if you choose to, or give us a suggestion that you think might be of some assistance to everyone out there that's having some problems. And I'd ask another lady who is a certified, well, not only certified, she's a professionally trained counselor. And I had asked her, she's also a spiritual counselor, financial counselor. And I won't give her name because that way, if she doesn't decide to accept an invitation, then, you know, it'll be okay. But I'm hoping that she will, because do you think that we need some spiritual guidance in our community? Do you think that, India's very good. Yeah, Noodles, I see you over there. You know that. We meet up over there at India's place sometimes. She's on at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. But do you think that we're in need of some spiritual healing? And one of the topics that we were talking about was in another room that I was involved in was addiction. And this lady is she's a professional at that, and she also has a spiritual perspective. So maybe, you know, if I beg and plead and whatever, you know, that I can't afford to pay her, so that won't be a major, a significant component of her being here. But maybe she'll come on, and hopefully get Brother Olajami back to talk about some of the things that we can do in the neighborhood, and definitely Brother T.L. Harris will be coming back, and hopefully maybe if I can control a delightful T, she'll come back. And I know Sensual Lady's already suggested, and I think I'll ask her, and I can say this because we got it like that, she and I. But I asked her if she'll help me with that Skype thing, because you know, I told her how we do it here is on the phone, and she said that quality is not as good on the phone as it would be if we could do it on Skype. So I'll be looking into that, and we'll have something coming up for us all in the future. And like I say, we try to entertain, inform, encourage, inspire if we can, and if I can't, then hopefully we'll have people on here who can. And I'm just really, I have so looked forward to the guest that I had scheduled today. And I'll give you a little bit of just a teaser about this individual. They're involved in treating, recovering individuals and providing support for people who are having problems out there these days. And I don't think I will give you an analogy. For instance, if you knew of someone who was losing their apartment, and they had a family and they were having to get out, would you offer maybe $80 a night to support them in a motel and try to make that transition a little bit easier for them? I mean, these are the kinds of things that I think that we're going to have to start thinking about. This is totally disregarding color, ethnicity, nationality. This is all about human beings, United States. And once again, I'm going to say this, Sensual Lady, bottom up, Noodles, Delightful Tea. Thank y'all so much for joining us in the chat room. I say peace, respect, high regard, blessings to you all. And if you ever want to give us a call, 347-945-7040, or you can contact me, BLAKICZ, all one word, .1, BLAKICZ.1, @gmail.com. And let us know if there's anything that we can provide for you that you might find of interest. And with that said, I'll say good night to you, and may the good Lord be with you. Okay. All right. See, delightful tea. Can we? We'll talk about it if you don't mind. I get with you after this. 10 seconds. I have to go. So peace, respect, high regard, peace and blessings to everybody out there, and we'll see you around. This is Black Ice with the next phase with Ice and Friends.